As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Frothies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
We are just a couple of hours away from crossing to the Triple MCG for the Sunday rub ahead of the D's and the Cats. And Fat, your mob had better fire up.
Don't worry about that, Jimmy boy. They will. I've always said we should play at the G. But on today's Sunday session, Jim, I've got a very, very good quiz. And believe it or not, a very good joke.
I don't believe it. Plus, there's a massive idiot file, and I'll tell you about a beautiful day in England when everything came up Brayshaw.
Oh, listen to the flog. But up next, Jim, I got my hands on some CCTV footage. And you, little scrawny one, are a very, very naughty boy.
Damien Barrett is in the studio, but Bill has a couple of people in his crosshairs.
A documentation.
I have.
Right.
Just tell me who signed that and what's the name at the bottom there.
Mike Fitzpatrick.
Mike Fitzpatrick's our boss, okay?
Oh, yeah, yes, he is. Yes.
He's our boss. Okay.
Right.
I've been made aware of an incident that occurred out of hours on Saturday, June 13, that you may be able to shed some more light on. This is to you, Jim. Mm-hmm. Our promotions team have reported that a number of items went missing over the weekend from boxes that were delivered to our reception area.
Yeah, I think of
upon review of security camera, which I have here.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, Ethan, and play it. You are seen opening a box at reception, Jim.
Yes, and clearly marked your favourites.
Clearly marked with a sign stating they are not to be opened.
Fat.
Are we going through it now? These items were boxes.
Jim, you're coming into. Oh, that's me, actually.
That's you, Damien. So you're in it.
No, but I've walked past the boxes.
So, Jim.
Hang on, where's Jim?
Yeah, wait for it. Wait.
It's
so we're watching the video here. This is in reception that a box are clearly marked.
There
not open.
Jim's on screen.
Look, here he comes. He's on screen. He's on camera. And opens up the box. Jim, you
that's
can't do this. This is theft.
Jim, you're stealing something.
Look, look. This is theft. Here it is. Here he's chomping into the box.
Fat.
Yeah, you're well paid, as this letter says.
I walked back into the studio and said on air what I'd just done.
Yeah, he did say that.
So I actually owned up to it immediately and said, Onion, you're down a box of favourites.
The letter continues. You're one of the highest paid radio performers in Australia.
So I should be.
And I'm sure you can afford $17 for a couple of boxes of chocolate. So, yes, we're going to defer this to the police.
Fat.
I look forward to receiving your response, Mike Fitzpatrick.
I said to you and Damo and everyone else and our millions of listeners that I had just stolen out of Onion's box a thing of favourites. I declared it at the time.
But you did, Bill.
Well, but you've eaten.
Ate half the box.
When I was given that small chocolate bar, I wasn't aware it was a stolen property.
It's stolen goods, Damien.
You
ate the said stolen goods.
I ate one piece.
Yeah, you had 10.
You had 17.
It was Turkish delights left over.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Ah, thank you very much. Welcome to the Hump Day Quiz. Well, we'll have five questions. Yes, you're allowed Jack or Jared. Jim's the
boss.
Yep. And we just answer them, and away you go. You win some fantastic prizes.
Easy. If it's Essendon North, I might just hear Jack. Oh. A bit earlier than he
No, Jim, you can't
right,
be like
come
that.
Come on, here we go.
I bet you Jared somehow stuffs up this because he's from Essendon.
You had to apologise at the top of the show.
Right, are you ready, boys?
Yep.
Right, here
Who
we go.
Is currently leading the Coleman medal?
Jack. Charlie Cameron?
No, he's not.
All right, all for you, Jared.
Jared, who is currently leading the Coleman medal with 8 goals? Charlie Cameron has 7. Wingard
Dixon?
No.
No,
it is, Jim.
I was surprised when I saw it.
Harry Perryman.
Perryman, yeah, okay.
He plays on the wing, doesn't he?
Mm.
He's winning the Coleman with 8 goals. So that'd be a zero.
I mean, he's leading the Coleman.
Not,
he's not
winning
it.
But leading,
well,
yeah.
He's winning the Coleman medal at the minute with 8 goals. You blokes don't listen. Mm. Which tennis cocksmack was just diagnosed with coronavirus?
Yes, Jared.
Djokovic.
Yes.
Jared in front.
Oh, big, big party there, Jim. We're going to play some audio, boys. Tell me who this is. He's playing his 250th game tomorrow night, and he plays with the Swans. What's the Swans in Spanish?
The Swans. Jack. The Spanish of the Swans.
Yes, Jackie Jack. Boy.
Josh Kennedy.
Josh Kennedy is correct.
Ooh, one all, Jim, after
one
three.
All, like it.
It's a ring a ding, ding, ding. Oh, Jim, get excited.
Well, we've got a few more questions.
On Monday, which rock band was named number one as Triple M?
Yes, Jared?
Queen.
Jared's on top of that.
We got any Queen?
Yeah, we've got heaps of them. Yeah, you ever listened to Triple M?
No, just a little tantalising a little bit.
Well, you've got to kind of give me an opportunity. Yeah,
a good buttons man to do that.
Well, I'm not a good buttons man.
A good buttons man. All right.
Matty Rao was number one pick in 2019 draft. Who was number two?
Jack.
Yes, Jack.
Noah Anderson.
Oh,
now she's a ring a ding ding.
Now she's a ring a ding ding. And we got another question.
The deciding question.
Yeah, just pad Jimming.
Well, I can see one in front of me.
We've got another.
Well, I wasn't sure about this one, but anyway. Righto, here we go. Whoever gets in first wins the prizes. Which former Port Adelaide captain is leading the AFL coaches?
Yes, Jack.
Travis Boak.
Yes, Jackie. Now, see what happens when you get two
Jackie
good
boy.
People on that know their footy, Jim.
Oh, well, what do you expect from a bloody North Melbourne legend?
Well, Jack
just agreed to the judges. Superb. What have we got for Jack?
What's
please?
Jack won?
Jack has won some frothies thanks to St. Yes. Andrews Beach. It's the golf and beer package. How good is this?
Yes.
Round of golf at St. Andrews Beach golf course with a golf cart and a six-pack of St. Andrews Beach brewery frothies.
Do you play golf, Jack?
Yeah, I could try and get it there every now and then.
Mate, St. Awesome. Andrews Beach is in the top 10 courses in the country, and then you head over to the brewery afterwards and eat whatever you want, but you'll get a six-pack out of this.
Nearly
it is a superb part of the world.
It is beautiful,
Dan. And
there.
You can deck yourself out with a $100 Neverland store voucher. Oh. Nina and Pasadena, they're back on board.
What do we got for Jared?
We'll give him a Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack.
There you go. Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize Neverland. Pack for you, Jay.
Thanks, boys.
Of course, Melbourne's number one Mercedes dealership, mberrick.com.au.
Good quiz.
Oh, well, that actually wasn't bad, Fat. I'll give you your due credit. That was actually a decent quiz.
Well, I'm always pretty good. It's just who I'm asking the questions to.
The boys elevated that. The two J's lifted
J's
the quiz.
Good. Exactly.
The buttons are good.
Mm. All right. So,
anything else?
A decent button man. Would have that ready.
Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless.
Now, Bill, lots of segments on this show are among Australia's favourite radio segments, but this one seems to come out number one all the time. And the reason it does is because you try and speak and badly cock it up, and then we bang them all together. Matty Hayward does a superb job. It's called The Idiot File.
Which is important when you're on radio.
And what we've done here, because we've put a nice body of work together, I came back too early.
You've been back for a week.
Late March, and you'd already put a month together of pretty ordinary stuff. And then by the time I came back, we've battled our way through to mid-June.
Yeah, I know.
It was time for a break.
And I need one. You don't.
You badly need a break, as this is about to attest.
Well, and also, I'll tell you how good it is, Jim.
What?
We do have a sponsor.
Exactly. So for you making an awful mess of speaking, a company have come on board to sponsor it. So let's hit the opener.
Billy's grip on the English language is a complete write-off.
What's the wrinkle? What's the wrinklest?
Purchase any new Kubota excavator at Supergroups for an instant asset tax write-off at supergroups.com.au.
Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, or whatever.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
No,
but
it is serious. There's no doubt.
Have you panic-buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
It's panic-bought, Bill, not panic-buyed.
Thanks, Darren.
What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted. What's the wrinkle?
Oh my God.
What's the wrinklest?
Oh
thing
no.
On your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing? It's the ACL cornhole battle.
Bill!
It's a corn.
What the hell are you on?
Jim, do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? If you're called a
the
boiler
sound of
maker,
things should be what they are.
Like electrician.
Oh, probably not a great example.
Like, what does that mean? Like
pizza maker, right? You know what he does.
Well, they'd just be a chef.
No, they're pizza makers, Flog. I got the bike out of the shed a flat wheel, so I had to walk it down to the servo. And I go to pump up
to the
bloody
survey.
Righto, Jim, we'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live.
Yep. Right.
What's the wrinkler?
We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
One more go, please. I want out of that.
Paro.
You can't Google it.
Shut up. Just pad for a minute.
What's the word you're looking? Not Parramatta. It's what?
I looked up long ways photo, but they don't tell me. It doesn't come up with it.
It wouldn't be panoramic.
Panoramic. I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, Jimmy boy, but the AFL coaches have come out overnight on TikTok and done some of their best work with their families. Certainly Damien Hardwick. It was hard
Damien
work for him.
Hardwick.
Let me tell you. Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing? I can't say it.
During that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, Rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation, you used to, well, when you're training, you're up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now? Rabsy, don't cut me off. I said hell for leather. I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded, they're mean, they're egotistic, they're self-centred, narcissistic, greedy. Any news on the volume of the noise crowd?
Oh. Yeah. The applause.
The crowd noise, I think, is what he's trying to ask.
Oh, the crowd
noise crowd.
Well, Prince William and Kate, they went around. Yes. Harry and Meghan have just absconded, Jim. Yeah, they've gone.
Absconded.
They absconded, Jim. And Eskimo Pie, Jim. Oh, no. Eskimo Joe, Jim.
Oh, God. No. Eskimo Pie. You get them from a milk bar.
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Sean.
Sean. Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. Bill.
I meant that, by the way.
Bill.
Yes.
How are you tracking?
I've got to have a look at myself.
You do?
I might just lock myself away for a couple of days and just go through all the episodes and just see how I'm going. Yeah.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
That it? Okay. Does the sort of channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. And it flows quicker. It just takes me a bit longer to get it out and to get my mouth around wrinkulous.
Wrinkulous. Fat, every now and then in life, something just lands beautifully in your lap.
Yes,
it doesn't happen often.
No.
But when it does, it is a superb thing.
So make the most of it.
So I'm in Lancashire playing in the Lancashire League,
which
is back in 1989. I'm playing for Nelson. Which is not a great part of the world, Bill.
Right.
Not great at all.
Bit
in fact,
feral.
All of the Lancashire League teams are basically along the same road. So, you know, there's Colne and Lower House is actually in Yorkshire, but then there's, Todmorden's in Yorkshire, Lower House, Nelson, Burnley. Bill, none of them are good.
Burnley.
Haslingden, Burnley in the news recently.
No, yeah.
Bill, none of them are good joints.
Yep.
Anyway, and when you're up there for 6 months playing in what wasn't a great comp, by the way, you're the only pro,
yeah.
And the rest of the players in the team vary from sort of second grade at best down to blokes that would battle to get a fourth grade game at Geelong. Yeah, the standard was pretty ordinary.
Is the weather good?
Or not terrible. Really. Not good. Jeez. So 89 actually wasn't a bad summer because that's when Australia beat England in that famous series. Yeah. So it was great to be in England to see all of that. But it wasn't a cracking part of the world. Mm-hmm. But some of the pros, I played against Simon O'Donnell, was at he was at Haslingden. Jeez. East Lancs was Paul Rifle.
They would have dominated, surely.
Oh, no, they did. It was Big Goober. His team won.
Yeah.
His team won and he was unbelievable. You know, remember that slower ball he used to bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
He just got everyone out because they couldn't work it out.
And he'd make some runs.
I know. His team were unbelievable. But who was the big West Indian spinner?
Harper.
Roger Harper was at Bakeup. Wayne Daniel was at Rishton. So all of these amazing players. Big McMillan, who threatened AB with the machine gun.
Going to kill him.
He was playing for Rand's bottom.
That's 500 people in South Africa die every day. You won't be missed.
That's Bill. All of those blokes were playing there. Madassa Nazar was the Burnley pro. Anyway, so really every week you were just playing against them.
Well, yeah,
the rest sort of made up the numbers. But you were playing against the other team's pro. Yeah. If you won,
so you were the pro at your club?
At Nelson.
Oh.
Anyway. Not a great joint, Bill, and by the end of it, fair to say I'd had enough.
Had enough.
Anyway, so I had to, the last day I was there before I had to fly out to India, funnily enough, because WA are playing a tournament in India, so I had to fly out of England to India. Oh. Last day I was there, I had to go and shut my bank account.
Oh.
So Barclays Bank in main drag of Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Bit of money in there, Jim?
Virtually none.
Oh.
You think I'd spend it all. Okay. Anyway, I had to go and take out whatever cash I had left in there and then shut the account. So I thought, where am I going to park? Main drag. Mm. And then I thought, stuff it. Mm. I'm just going to park straight out the front on the curb.
On the curb?
Yep. Anyway, so I parked. It was a car that had been lent to the club.
Club car.
I parked it straight out the front on the curb and I went in to shut my bank account out. Anyway, I came back out and this car park attendant, parking attendant, cracked the shits with me.
Oh.
Said, where do you think you're doing? Where do you think you're parking? You know, and I said, mate, because at this stage I knew I was going from there to Heathrow to fly out. So I said to him, mate, I'll park wherever I want. No, you won't.
Yes.
No, you won't. You'll do as you're told. I said, no, I won't. He said, yes, you will. And he said, and to the tune of doing as you're told, I've just written you out a £210 ticket.
210.
Which in 1989, Bill, was close to $600.
That's a lot of money.
Anyway, as I said, I had up my sleeve the fact that I was going straight from there to Heathrow. Mm. And what the other thing I knew is I was never going back to Nelson as long as that hold a mask. So I said, I said, mate, 200 and what did you say? 10? £210. I don't care if it's £2,010. I said, mate, I'm going from here to Heathrow and then I'm going to India and then I'm going to Australia and I ain't coming back here ever again. So you can jam your ticket up your ass. And I just drove off with him standing there.
Great. Perfect.
And, Bill, I thought I might never, ever get the chance to say that to a parking attendant again as long as I'm alive. And in the ensuing 30 years, I haven't.
No. But, and didn't hear anything from that?
Never heard another word from him or anyone else.
How good's that?
Bill,
when you can say that and get away with
it. I had a smile on my face. It was about 4.5 hours down to Heathrow. I was laughing about it the whole way down. Anyway, all I can think of now, because he'd be in his late 70s, that bloke now.
Yeah.
He'd be sitting up there going, what about that wanker from Australia?
Guess what, Jim? He doesn't have to be over in England to say that.
I've heard blokes talk about it in the Cremorne.
I've won 2 AFL premierships, been inducted into the Hall of Fame. Pressure on the field is nothing compared to this.
Can you guess who said yes to undress?
Who is it? The all-new Monty Guys and Gals, this July on 7.
Oh. Jim, I wonder who said
who
yes to get undressed.
Who do you reckon that? Do we think?
Well, I think, I'm going out on a limb, but I reckon it might be Duck.
Whoever it is, he sounds like a tosser.
That's you. That is the full Monty for guys and gals.
It's not me, but he sounds like a real tosser.
It's old Dopey from Wagga.
It doesn't say Wagga, does it?
I've won 2 AFL premierships and been inducted.
Bill, there's plenty of players that have played in 2 premierships and are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But a lot of them don't sound like you, and that did.
Did
so you want it or not? Come on.
It did a little bit.
It's the all-new full Monty.
When's it going to air?
It did a little bit.
I don't go to air for a while, I think, Jim. And it's blokes and girls, isn't it?
Oh, July, that's next month.
You know what? I haven't even seen any advertisement about it. I've heard a few people have the same theory as you. There's a few people that have said that it sounds like me. It sort of does, but it sounds like a real drip.
No, I
can't handle.
Do you watch yourself or listen to yourself?
I cannot watch or listen to myself at all. I reckon have you listened to that interview that I did with Gaz back when they were doing the kids' show back in the squadron?
Yeah, I
sounded like I was in reverse.
You were. Actually, you both were.
It was, pretty bad.
Hey, what have you made out of the footy so far? Three rounds down. What have you made out of it?
Oh, well, anyone can win.
Yes.
Which, by the way, everyone's saying how different it is this year. I would argue that the last couple or a few years have been similar. I guess the only difference is the Gold Coast is a team that looks like it can, really do some damage. Fremantle have been in their games, so I think they'll win some games.
This time last year, the Gold Coast were up there, remember?
Yeah. There's only one team at the moment that doesn't look like they can win a game, and that's Adelaide.
Yep. Are they at rock bottom? Do you think? They've been in the comp how long?
For as long as I remember. Rock bottom. Early 90s, Bill, they came into the comp.
Yep.
They had a good side when they first came in.
Yes, beat Hawthorne in their first ever game. And obviously they went back to back in the 90s, as we know.
But they can't go lower?
They've just been, you can't go lower than the lowest, Bill. And right now they're on the bottom of the ladder.
Can't they go to 20th?
I think they're not competitive. I think the fall for me, JB, is the biggest from the favourites in 2017. And hot favourites.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to the
leading at quarter time and playing emphatic grand final.
Yeah. Yep. So the fall off from there has been as big as any team that I can remember.
Hey, Jack, the only thing I don't like in everything, I think the AFL have done a masterful job of keeping this thing on the rails. I really do. I don't like the short quarters. I don't know why. It just never feels like enough footy's been played when the siren sounds.
Yeah, and it feels like once a side gets a half-decent lead, it's obviously going to be almost impossible to run over the top. And there are sides that are stronger in that area and kick a lot of goals in red time, as they like to call it. I'm with you. Look,
it just doesn't feel right. I don't know why.
Unfortunately, I think now that they've started it, I think you've got the whole home and away. Then come finals.
Well, we did mention that, didn't
why
we?
Why couldn't you go back? Because then it's not a percentage thing and the comp starts again once you're in
back
finals.
Back to 20 minutes?
So back to, 100. Why not?
Could the AFL Grand Final just be changed for this year only to Perth?
Not on the contract they've signed with the MCG. That's right. But if special circumstances mean that can be altered, then we've said this all along, Doug.
Why not?
I think the AFL missed a trick by contracting the grand final out to 2053 or
something,
whatever the bloody hell
it is,
because we could have, Duck, I've said this for a long time, we could have taken the greatest show in Australia on the road and taken it into Queensland and Sydney and
Adelaide.
Perth and Adelaide. Yep. It would have been brilliant. So if we could have it in Perth, I think it would be magnificent.
Yeah, I think under the circumstances. I know that it's unfair that it's at the MCG every year and they sign that contract. It is unfair to those interstate teams. But the MCG is the greatest stadium that we have in this country.
Yep.
It holds the most people. We want the most people to be able to go to the grand final.
Would be good.
But this year, given that,
what's
happened and the fact that people can go to Perth, I would have no issue. In an actual fact, I'd applaud it if that could be orchestrated, because to have 60,000 at the grand final this year would be something that, a week ago, Bill, we would never have dreamed of. I think that would be a great result.
Now, Duck, the all-new Full Monty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hitting the screens of 7 in July. Do we get the Tadge out as part of this?
Yes.
Is it the full Monty?
Well, as far as I know from other seasons, I'm led to believe, because BT and
Don't
Brown
worry about any of that. Does the old crown jewels end up on display?
Do they?
Oh, yes.
They do.
It is full.
Unfortunately, half the country, Jim,
Come on, Bill. It won't be a surprise.
It won't be a surprise.
And we're joined by Carlton's Will Setterfield.
It's time for another famous Billy Brownless quiz.
They brought back old quizzes, Brownless.
What?
Because I'm back, Jim. I am back.
Will Setterfield, how well do you know your teammates?
All right. Oh, here we go, Willie. You ready to go, Will?
Yeah, ready to go, Bill.
Who is the Carlton player JB believes should be on Home and Away? Have a guess.
Jack Silvani.
Yes!
Well, I strongly believe he should be the first AFL player ever to play AFL footy and be a TV star at the same time.
Yeah, he'd do a good job, I reckon.
No doubt. Good-looking boy from great TV heritage.
Good stock.
Oh, yeah. Bloody
hell. Is he single, Will?
I'm not actually too sure at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
What are you doing, Bill? You're in the middle of a quiz.
I don't know. I think Will's trying to think he might be single, but he's got a girlfriend.
No, I'm not single. I didn't know if you're asking if I was or Jack was.
Bill, ask proper questions.
Will, what was Eddie Betts' original number when he was first at Carlton?
19.
Oh, well done, Will.
Three from two.
What's the best pub in Albury?
The Star.
Yes! Oh. Well done, Willie.
Three from three.
Right. How old is Cade Simpson?
Oh, God. 36.
Yes!
He avoids the gym as strongly as you do.
Yeah, spot on.
What part of Victoria did Sam Doherty grow up in?
Phillip Island.
Oh,
five from five, Bill.
Will.
This is the best performance we've ever had.
Will.
He's got the answers, I reckon.
Did you get this sheet with the answers on it? One more.
Righto.
Who has the least Instagram followers out of Patrick Cripps or Cripper, Charlie Curno or Jack Silvani? Who has the least?
Oh, the least. She's probably, that's tough. That'd all be up there. I'll probably go with Charlie, Big Pumba.
Oh, six from six.
Well, Cripps has got 115K. Jack Silvani, I thought he might have had more than 56,000.
Well, if he will, 000. If he goes on Home and Away.
But Charlie Curno with 52. So well done, Willie. That's six from six.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Well done.
And what have we got for him? Are you a golfer, Will?
Yeah, I'll play a bit of golf.
All right, we'll get you a dozen Tour Response golf balls from TaylorMade. The best.
They are the best. Hey, you still running with that headband?
Nah, I got a haircut.
Oh, good.
So, got rid of the headband.
Bloody
after
stupid.
A bit of advice from old man.
Yeah, exactly. The old man in Albury would have gone, now Will.
Yeah.
Is it Will or William?
Oh, either.
Bill.
Well, what were you christened?
He's got the same name as you.
Well, I'm Anthony. What were you christened? Will? William?
What's that?
What were you christened?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Hey, Will, when you hang up from talking to us and you go down in blues training, are you going to say, I did an interview with the Rush Hour and fair dinkum, Bill Brownless is the greatest imbecile I've ever had to speak to in the media?
No. Yeah, spot on.
Yeah!
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
All righto, Jim, a stuttering friend of my Jim, he died in prison the other day.
Yes.
He didn't even finish his sentence.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Not bad. No, you don't have to repeat it, Pat. We got it. No, we got it, and not bad.
Not bad. Me, and Gab. got on the plane.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good!
Triple M.